on the talk shop on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. Joined now online by Nicole Paulson, associate with Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr Tax. Nicole, good evening. Welcome to the talk shop.
Good evening, Naledi, and good evening to all your listeners. Yeah, thank you for having me on your talk show.
Thank you for giving us your time. Let's give us a bit of background first on Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, and then we'll get into the discussion.
Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr is a corporate law firm. We are based in Sandton, and we comprise of many departments, one of which being tax. That is the department that I'm in.
Okay, and so we're talking obviously about the employment tax incentive, and before we maybe get into expiry and claiming and all of those issues, maybe just a bit of background on the tax incentive itself. So what the employment tax incentive is, I know that it was brought into law on the 1st of January 2014. Mm-hmm. It's been 2 years now, yeah.
Yes. So the employment tax incentive is essentially a cost-sharing mechanism between government and the private sector. And it was introduced into law on 1 January 2014 through the promulgation of the Employment Tax Incentive Act in an attempt to address the youth unemployment and to stimulate a demand for young workers in South Africa. Now, the way in which it operates is that it is it reduces the amount of tax that is owed by an employer through the pay-as-you-earn system.
Mm.
Now, practically, when dealing with your employment tax incentive, what should be noted is that it is based on a self-incentive, a self-assessment system. And what this means is that as an employer, as an eligible employer, you don't have, there's no application process, so there's no application to SARS in order for you to qualify for the incentive. And also, SARS doesn't determine the incentive amount on your behalf.
Right.
You, as the employer, you are entitled to deduct the amount of the incentive from the amount of pay as you earn, which the employer is required to remit to SARS on a monthly basis.
Okay. And so, I mean, if we look at... So this is what we initially would have called the youth wage subsidy, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if we look at just how much work is being done since 2014 January when the employment tax incentive came into effect, I don't know if you're able to talk to us about whether or not it's actually assisted youth unemployment at all.
At the moment, and unfortunately I don't have exact statistics available with me, but there was a statement which was released on the 29th of August 2015 by the then Minister of Finance, in which it was specifically stated that the total claims for the employment tax incentive amounted to 3.9 billion since the start of the program. That was from 1 Jan 2014 up until the end of July 2015. And there were more than 36,000 employers taking part in the scheme. So in practice, it seems that there's a lot of employers actually adopting the scheme into the organization.
Mm.
The risk, however, with the employment tax incentive is that it's very restrictive in that if you, for example, look at your definition of a qualifying employer or an eligible employer, it must be an employer which is registered with SARS for pay-as-you-earn. And specifically, also, you can only claim the incentive in relation to a qualifying employee.
Mm.
Now, a qualifying employee is also specifically defined in the Employment Tax Incentive Act. In those circumstances, when an employer adopts the Employment Tax Incentive Scheme into his organization, and he, for example, claims in circumstances where he's not entitled, technically speaking, to claim due to the fact that he's thrown out by one or more of the provisions in the Act. The result thereof is that there is an understatement of your pay-as-you-earn liability, and that obviously will then trigger understatement penalties in terms of the Tax Administration Act together with interest.
Yeah, I just want to just understand a few things because it is quite technical and I don't want anything to go over our heads. The qualifying employee, so explain you've talked about the qualifying employer needing to be someone that is registered with SARS for pay as you earn. But the qualifying employee now, so those young people, what is the criteria that they need to meet?
Okay, so in terms of the Act, the specific requirements, which are as follows. First and foremost, they must have a valid South African ID. They must be between the ages of 18 and 29 years old. Mm. They cannot be domestic workers. They must not be related or connected to the employer. They must earn at least a minimum wage in terms of wage regulating measures. Now, where there's no wage regulating measures, the employee must earn 2,000 per month in wages, and they must earn less than 6,000 per month in total remuneration.
Okay, so and then how do we work out now as the employer? How do you work out your incentive?
Okay, so the value, there's five steps that needs to be followed specifically. Okay, so first and foremost, you need to identify your qualifying employees for that particular month. Okay, and that will obviously be in terms of the strict requirements in terms of the Employment Tax Incentive Act.
Mm.
Once you've determined your qualifying employees, you then need to determine the applicable employment period for each qualifying employee. Now, how the employment tax incentive works is that during the first 12 months for which you employ an employee, there's a specific amount which you're entitled to claim.
Mm.
For example, if your employee earns 2,000 Rand, your employment tax incentive for that particular year in respect of each month will be 50% of the monthly remuneration.
Okay.
Okay, and then for the second second 12 months, there's a different amount which will apply.
Right.
You and then need to determine...
No, go on.
Sorry? Yes?
Go on.
You then need to determine each employee's. Your third step is to determine each employee's monthly remuneration. Now, in 2014, certain refinements were made to the Employment Tax Incentive Act. And the reason, therefore, is because a lot of employers were unsure as to whether or not you are entitled to claim the unemployment tax incentive if you have an employee who only works on a part-time basis or on a full-time basis.
Mm.
And SARS in this particular regard then gave us a baseline of 160 hours. Now, when determining the monthly remuneration, it will be determined as follows.
Okay.
When the employee works for 160 hours in the month, the actual remuneration of amount paid must be used to calculate the incentive. So again, if, for example, you worked for 160 hours a month, you received 2,000 in remuneration, your employment tax incentive will be 50% of the monthly remuneration.
Okay.
In circumstances where you work less than 160 hours in the month, you need to gross up your remuneration to 160 hours per month in order to calculate the value of your employment tax incentive.
Okay, so and when you say gross it up, you're talking about what exactly needs to happen there?
So say, for example, your qualifying employee was employed for 80 hours in the month instead of the 160,
right,
and is paid 1,500. The remuneration must be closed up to 160 hours to check whether the amount falls within the wage requirements. And how you do this, you need to determine the remuneration amount for the 160 hours per month.
Right.
So you will say 160 hours divided by 80 hours, which gives you 2. And you will say 2, 1.5, which is the total remuneration times by the 2 equals to 3,000, and
okay,
that will be within the wage requirements.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just quickly, I mean, one question. I understand that the incentive that employers would get for these young employees would be 50% in that first year, 25% in the second year. Why is it less in the second year?
I actually have no idea, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
The Act specifically catered for that, so I have no idea, to be honest with
yeah.
you.
And but you also are going to talk to us about how people can go about claiming, because you've got limited time now. We've got until the 31st of December
yes.
for employers to claim.
Yes. So as we stated before, practically speaking, it is based on a self-assessment system.
Hmm.
So all employers who are entitled to fall within the definition of eligible employers and who employ qualifying employees need to basically deduct from their pay as you earn all incentive amounts. So essentially what this means is that incentive amounts that are not deducted from your pay as you earn as at 31 December 2016 will be forfeited.
All right. And so if you don't claim before the 31st, you're going to forfeit all of that
yes.
remuneration. And so what happens,
I mean, 31 December.
What are the chances of us seeing the tax incentive reintroduced again on the 1st of January 2017?
Yes, so in the 2016 budget speech, the minister specifically stated that data has been made available by SARS on the employment tax incentive, and that is currently a review that's underway, so to determine the overall success of the employment tax
right.
incentive. And based on statistics, the statistics that we've seen so far, and based on statements which have been released by Treasury, it seems as though there has been a good uptake of the employment tax incentive. Mm. So there is a possibility that it might be extended.
Okay. Government,
the minister has also specifically stated that in the event of any delay in finalizing the review, government will consider extending the employment tax incentive by a further year.
Okay, and then if it is extended, right? So let's imagine that it is and you have not claimed by the 31st of December. It is then extended again from the 1st of January. Can you claim for remuneration given to staff before 2016, say on the 3rd of January 2017?
Well, based on the assumption that it is extended, I would assume that they would insert a provision which specifically which allows for rollover of your... I can't imagine that they will actually allow any forfeiting, provided, of course, that it is extended.
Right, okay. And that's exactly what I wanted to get. I'm going to open up the lines, Nicole, and find out if we have questions. We're talking about the employment tax incentive. It expires on the 31st of December 2016. So talking about what will happen to the incentive amounts not deducted by the 31st of December this year. If you are an employer and you have questions for my guest, her name is Nicole Paulson. She's an associate with Cliff Decker Hofmeyr Tax. Give us a call if you have any questions for her. 089-1104-207. Again, that's 089-1104-207. You can send your SMSs to me if that's what you'd prefer to do. That number is 34701. So still chatting to Nicole Paulson, associate with Cliff Decker Hofmeyr Tax, looking at the employment tax incentive. And of course, it expires on the 31st of December. That means if you are an employer and you are a qualifying employer, you have only until the end of this year to claim for that incentive. Do give us a call if you have questions for my guest. The number is 089-1104-207. Again, that's 089-1104-207. Or send us your SMSs to the number 34701. So you talked about a review into the tax incentive and how impactful it's been and if it should then be extended. When is it that we will know what has come out of that review?
In terms of the budget speech, the 2016 budget speech, it was provided that the review will be published and presented to Parliament by the third quarter of 2016.
Okay, so that we'd have to wait.
So that will be before the 31st of December 2016.
Take me through the process of claiming.
Okay, so once again, it's a self-assessment system. So as an employer, you are entitled to deduct the amount of the incentive from the amount of the pay as you earn, which you are required to remit to SARS on a monthly basis.
Mm.
Now, this is essentially done by completing the employment tax incentive field on the employer's monthly EMP 201 submission form to SARS. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When dealing with the employment tax incentive and specifically when claiming the incentive, one of the important things to note is that the incentive in itself does not provide the eligible employee with an additional monetary benefit, nor does the incentive provide the employee with an additional monetary benefit. The effect of the incentive is that the amount of tax that is owed by the employee will be recorded as being paid with SARS, and the employer will be entitled to retain the cash equivalent of the incentive. So it's essentially like it was like a tax credit.
Yeah. Okay, and so 3.9 billion rand that's been claimed since January 2014, what does that number actually mean if you perhaps match it to the amount of employment that has been created for young people? If government is able to pay out 3.9 billion rand towards this incentive, how impactful has that been in creating jobs? Are we able to measure that?
Well, I think if you look at what was stated initially when the tax proposals regarding the employment tax incentive was introduced in 2010, government basically allocated 5 billion to the employment tax incentive.
Mm.
Out of the 5 billion to date, only 3.9 billion has been used. Personally, I do think that the employment tax incentive, it has been effective, especially in light of the fact that to date there were no reported job losses. There were no reported displacements, so definitely employment was definitely created. However, there is still an amount, and government needs to do more for that amount to actually be utilized.
Mm. How big is that budget from government?
It was 5 billion.
5 billion, okay. So yes. So still a lot more work that can be done in that yes. space. And ideally then, if you are an employer and you are unable to claim, what can you do? I mean, where do you start so that you are then a qualifying employer?
You register with SARS for pay as you earn. And I think this is also where the difficulty comes in when dealing with your informal employers, because they're definitely not registered for PAYE with SARS, so they're totally excluded. In terms of the current wording of the Act, they're totally excluded from participating in the employment tax incentive scheme.
Yeah, so, you know, you talked about all those calculations of how you work out your employment tax incentive, and it is quite technical, I'll admit.
Yes.
So, you know, is there a website that we can look at perhaps to get all of that information?
You can download the information on the SARS website. That's www.sars.gov.za.
Okay, very easy. SARS.gov.za. That's if you'd like to see how you
and
can...
And simply type in employment tax incentive.
Yeah, just simply type in employment tax incentive, and that's how you'll be able to work out how you can calculate your ETI. A question here that
yes.
says, how many employees can I claim for with the incentive?
There is no limit on the number of employees that an employer can hire.
No limit whatsoever?
No limit whatsoever.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much for joining us, Nicole. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Naledi. Bye.
Nicole Paulson, Cliff Decker, Hofmeyr Tax Associate, talking to us there about the employment tax incentive and how you can claim. Take a look at the SARS website. Get the information that you need to get on how to work out your incentives. It is quite a technical thing, but you have to do it yourself, and you only have until the 31st of December to claim for that incentive.